While Egypt is in chaos, Christians are murdered. Anti-government protests erupt in Albania. And Haiti announces the presidential ballot. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. While no one knows the political result of the unrest in Egypt, Christians are already feeling the effects of the riotous distraction. Assist News reports 11 Christians were killed by radical Muslims taking advantage of the lack of police protection. Tom Doyle with E3 Partners says,
"It's gang warfare out there, and there's nobody to protect the citizens. When the government and the police is either disbanded and not functioning or consumed with just protecting the government institutions and the buildings, there's nobody there to help the people."
It's unclear what the end of Hosni Mubarak's rule would mean for religious minorities, but Christians fear a radical Egypt will mean fewer Christians, as seen in Iraq. However, quoting an Egyptian believer, Doyle believes God is going to use this for good.
"Has there ever been a time in the history of Egypt where more believers in Jesus were praying for this nation at once? We're believing that God is going to use this for his glory."
Meanwhile, the United Nations human rights chief says change is coming to Egypt, but the violence needs to stop. The popular revolt stretched into days, and anger has fueled deadly clashes. Many ministries have come to a halt because of the safety issues. However, Pioneers Arab World Media is staying the course, engaging Arab Muslims with the hope of the gospel. The ministry's trained volunteers answer questions and provide more resources. Keep praying for them. You're listening to Mission Network News. Thousands of Albanians converged in Tirana and three other cities Friday to demand the government step down over corruption allegations. This comes just 2 weeks after a similar anti-government demonstration turned violent and left three people dead. Bethany Christian Services partner in Albania was not affected by the recent events. As events unfold, pray for a spirit of reason and restraint. Pray that their team would have opportunities to share the peace of Christ. Next, Haitians sighed with relief after the candidates for the March 20th elections were announced. For Haiti with Love's Eva DeHart says,
"Two of the candidates were staying on, and that the controversial one had been eliminated. And all of a sudden, the streets are quiet. It's back to business as usual."
The runoff takes place March 20th, with initial results to be released by March 31st, a decision any other way by election officials could have been disastrous. And there's still a question of what President Preval will do next.
"I don't know how long that will hold, because the original thing was that President Preval was supposed to be gone by February 7th, which was the end of his term. Whether or not that will create more riots if he does not go, we'll know very soon."
Keep praying for their team. 2010 was a difficult year. While God has blessed their ministry and used them as salt and light, the needs are overwhelming.
"We've been in a good place through all of this by having the resources to pass along God's blessings to the people that really need it."
And music will help put a dent in at least part of the 1 billion people who don't have clean, safe drinking water. Newsboys and Cutlass are joining together for the Born Again Experience Tour presented by Compassion International. Compassion's Kathy Redmond says the 26-city tour kicks off the first week in April. She says the tour will have an impact on kids.
$50,000 of the profits from that tour will go to a water purification system in the Dominican Republic in Santo Domingo.
Compassion works through the local church. Beneficiaries of their program, which includes water distribution, hear the gospel. Redmond says this water system will only attract more people.
"The community goes to the church for its water. The community goes to the church for a number of things. That child development center located in the church is the center of the community. That's where people can go for really anything."
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you have a question about any of today's stories, just give us a call here at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org, where you can also sign up for our free news updates, podcasts, and more. By the way, Mission Network News is partnering with OneNewsNow.com. That's OneNewsNow.com. I'm Greg Yoder.